Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Well, White Sox fans watched the Cubs make some big deals at the winter meetings this season. Now they have their moment, as we learned this morning that the White Sox are involved in a three-way, seven-player deal that sends Frankie Montes, Micah Johnson, and Trace Thompson to the Dodgers and brings the Reds' Todd Frazier to the South Side. Frazier hit .255 with 35 home runs in 2015. He's arb-eligible in 2017 and a free agent thereafter. The Reds get Jose Peraza, Scott Schiebler, and Brandon Dixon in the deal. Meanwhile, on the north side, new Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward swung by Spiegel and Goff this morning. He says he's grateful to be playing baseball for a living.
I'm definitely having a great time and really grateful that I get to play a game that I love for a living and call that my job. And I'm not taking it for granted because it's been a fun ride, and I'm just looking forward to what's going to happen next.
Blackhawks get the day off today after last night's loss to Colorado. Patrick Kane's point streak came to an end at 26 games. Still the longest streak in the NHL since 1993. Hawks take on Edmonton tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Bulls will try to make it four in a row tonight when they host the Grizzlies at the United Center. Both Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler still under the weather, but both planning on playing tonight, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Bears are back at practice today, preparing for a divisional matchup with the Vikings on Sunday in Minnesota. Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount is out for the remainder of the season with a hip injury. And in college basketball, Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan says he's retiring effective immediately. Longtime assistant coach Greg Gard is taking over as interim head coach. And elsewhere in college basketball, UIC takes on Illinois State tonight. Loyola hosts Cleveland State. NIU is at Ohio State, and Chicago State visits Minnesota. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Walgreens makes it easy to get just what you need this holiday season. Just head around the corner to find great deals on all those little gifts you need to finish off your list. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. It's the Spiegel and Goff Show wrapping up here on 670 The Score. Thank you to our guests, Jason Hayward.
Seems like so long ago.
It does, man. That is available at SpiegelandGoff.com. Highly recommend. And it was a good conversation. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. We spoke to him as well. Chris Spatola college basketball conversation with somebody from Jason's Bag of Guys. And yeah, I like him.
My Bag of Guys.
I like him.
ESPN and SiriusXM's Chris Spatola also used to be on the Duke coaching staff under Coach K before he was tired of being screamed at every single day.
Jay Zawoski, speaking of being screamed at every day, boys and Bernstein are coming up.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you said Jay Zawoski. No. Nobody screams at Jay. Yeah,
Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski do a hell of a job. Thank you, man. As does Kevin Zipak, who stayed a little late today. Lots of stuff going on. Brian Gersh does the video stream at watch670thescore.com and does it well. Jordan Bernfield also was with us earlier. Tomorrow, Thursday, Paul Charchi in for his normal Thursday FanDuel seg. And Rich Campbell will talk Bears with us as well, and we'll see what else goes on a crazy day where the White Sox took over for a little while.
I heard Rich Campbell on with Marlon Hanley today. I'm looking forward to talking to him about Kyle Fuller getting testy yesterday with people for some reason or another.
He was testy after the game on Sunday.
And John Fox and how he's kind of passing that down to the peeps now. If you're playing okay, then you can be a jerk, I guess, to the media. So we'll talk to Rich about that tomorrow, amongst other things. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Hello, men.
What's happening?
Nothing much, man. You know, just another crazy day in baseball world where we get a chance to talk to Jason Hayward, and then all of a sudden the Sox say, "We'll one-up you. We'll get Todd Frazier."
I know.
So they can be a 78-win team instead of a 76-win team.
See, this is...
We're going up. You're giving them two.
Well, it's what it is. I mean, essentially, you got two wins better. By the numbers, if you... That's being pretty generous.
Professional third baseman, though. You didn't have one of those last year.
No, but I know. But it's your two wins better.
But they are in go-for-it mode because they can't do anything else in terms of what... They can't go backwards.
Unless you trade Sale and Quintana.
Right, which they're not going to do.
They're not going to do.
Especially with Abreu here. They're not going to do that stuff. So they're hoping that some guys do the back of the baseball card thing. And I was bothered by this. Are you bothered by this? You bothered by this trade?
I'm it's not... It's a complete... entirely indifferent.
I'm indifferent. I don't think
offseason is what? Brett Laurie and now Todd Frazier. So you throw Brett at second.
But he's a bad second baseman. That's the problem. He's okay at third. Second's a rough go.
Perfect for the White Sox.
For Laurie?
Yeah.
No, I heard Laurie was much better at second than was at third.
I don't think so. I thought the splits, I don't have him in front of me, but I thought the splits were the opposite. I could be wrong.
Tyler Saladino still your shortstop?
That's what it's sounding
for right now. Susan Slusser had told us he's better at second than third, that Laurie would like to play third, but he's better at second.
Well, Terry, he's Brooks Robinson-ish.
He's Brooks Robinson, and now
Brooks Robinson didn't play short either.
Yeah. He's Mark Belanger. It's short.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they're locked into being what they are because they decided to do this for years and years and years, and that's where they are.
That's why I'm indifferent.
In the light of that, then you might as well try and do something. And they gave away three guys who are probably going to be ancillary pieces, right?
I don't feel good about Thompson, because I really didn't think...
That's light skin toughness.
Yeah, but he had a terrific breakout campaign and selling.
Gave him a 35-game taste for everybody to see, and now you can go be a fourth outfielder elsewhere.
Carlos Delgado.
But they already have a
good outfielder.
Van Slyke is already a really good fourth outfielder.
I don't even know if they think Trace is going to make their team. I would be surprised at that. And Mike is going to be a pinch runner. I mean, maybe they did it mostly for Montas, one would assume.
I just was hoping that maybe he could be like an Angel Pagan type figure for years to come. You know?
I would like an Angel Pagan figure for myself.
A guy who rounds into something that doesn't kill you and then it gets you a couple big hits in a World Series or in a playoff, postseason or something like that. I know Trace Thompson
for a positional player.
That's all. I just would like a guy that I know is going to be around for 5 years that I know is not trash.
He's not going to be here for 5 years, though.
But I'm talking about a young guy in their young position player that is something at all. I'm not talking about Trace Thompson. I'm talking about the overall plan of putting these old Band-Aids on
trading
these
for 29-year-olds is just not a play who you're going to end up overpaying.
It doesn't leave you like all tingly.
And Terry, when they do dumb things... You can't even say, "Hey, well, we taught this guy differently," because all the guys are coming from somewhere else.
And look at his 29-year-old most statistically comparable player.
Joe Creedy, right? But what's the war? I thought the war on Frazier was better than two. Wasn't it last
year?
Well,
he is, but if you this think that, half what I'm awful. Saying is he's projected by Steamer, I believe, to be a 3.7 war player for next year. So if you thought Trace Thompson would be a 2 war player, I'm just giving you the difference, and you know, I'm adding everything up net. I mean, if he is close to a 4 war player, those other guys would have some value that you have to factor in.
Okay. All right, so there it is.
So we'll see. He's a solid major league player, but it doesn't radically alter the trajectory of the White Sox.
They've added 51 homers in terms of last year's projections to it, or what they did last year, to 131 homer team.
You're going
to
be bad. Bash the ball, at least.
Found some people. Yeah. We had a moment there where we thought it was Puig. That was the best 4 minutes of the day.
I was ready to rock. I was intrigued. I was fascinated. If you're going to be awful, give me some intrigue and some fascination, damn it. Ooh. That's what we're here for.
So, meanwhile, I talked to one of my Cub guys who said that in some of these conversations, one of the things that drove Jason Hayward into the arms of the Cubs was what was perceived as arrogant indifference by the Cardinals. That there was only a cursory outreach from Mike Matheny and nothing more. So that Madden just blew away Matheny in the recruiting pitch, where Matheny didn't feel had to give him any love. And he kind of wanted to feel some more love for the Cardinals just to get to, and never came.
He wanted to feel wanted.
Yep.
That last 2 years in Atlanta for him, we talked about his speaks. Last 2 years in Atlanta were rough on him because
that's a Georgia kid.
Yeah, not just a Georgia kid, but he was supposed to be the franchise savior.
Wasn't he Cobb kind of like from the what,
he's
what
Cobb.
Team?
Yeah, he's okay. Cobb. He was a guy who was from the area.
A lot of pressure.
A guy. Oh my God! They called him the Jay Hay kid out of the farm system.
Now it's all on Gordon Beckham returning home as the prodigal son
and Tyler Flowers.
That's right. Tyler Flowers got a nice deal.
Is AJ still there?
Yes.
And so they got a bunch of White Sox on the Atlanta.
They got a bunch of White Sox
while they're biding time until they actually are trying.
As long as they're playing Frank Sinatra in their new Cobb County Stadium. Did you hear that today?
What,
we had a guy say that Todd Frazier is bringing back the relatability, like Paul Konerko and Jim Tomey, and he's a Frank Sinatra lover as well, as far as music is concerned. So he's going to bring back the
afraid of black people, all this code word dog whistle stuff.
Oh, that's exactly what one of the Twitter people says. Like, oh, that screams dog whistle white supremacist stuff, right?
Yeah,
there.
I got enough of that on CNN last night.
It was awesome.
Hours of it.
It was absolutely awesome. This dude like hit every checkpoint of why. And I said, hey, if he's listening to Frank Sinatra on the way to being out, it doesn't matter. Just like if when Dexter Fowler's music was crazy in the first half, his ass was out a lot. It didn't matter.
Well, that was Trap Queen, right?
Anthony Rizzo's music, you can make fun of his stuff. He's playing Field of Vibrations, but guess what? Anthony Rizzo is a terrific player.
Hey, man, the outfield sounded good when Gordon Beckham had his annual glimpse of competence. You know? Yeah. And then it started to sound real bad.
That's all you ever get.
Yeah. I hope he...
Was that sponsored? The annual...
Gordon isn't any better next year. Inventory. Gordon won't have a job.
Yeah, Gordon better switch
Gordon
it up to TV.
He's fortunate to be in the big.
He's on the bird. Yep, that's exactly right.
And he went back to a place that he's familiar with so that if he does get booted out by Major League Baseball, he can find himself a soft landing in the state of Georgia. I mean, that guy's a UGA hero,
more like
right?
The state of Japan. If he wants to keep playing baseball.
I think that Gordon Beckham is a guy that when the game's done with him, he'll find himself on 11 Alive News, you know, or something like
he's
that.
He's going to have to work for a living, though. He hasn't made enough money. I mean, he's going
to need
a
allergic
job.
To it.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I don't think he's going to be shaking a cup on the exit ramp.
No, he's not going to be with my guy Homeless on the bridge.
Bernsey all of a sudden put him in like this massive debt now.
I'm not saying that.
A couple of $1 million a year is okay. You know, you manage your money the way you're supposed to, and you keep it moving.
Hey, did you guys see this?
All of a sudden, you turn him into Randy Brown all of a sudden.
One of my favorite guys to dislike in all of sports is at it again. Who do I love to dislike? He's a basketball guy.
Is he a writer?
Basketball guy?
Yeah, no.
Nice. Broadcaster or player?
He's a player.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I know. I love that guy.
Player you dislike. I love everybody.
No, the flaky charlatan.
Oh,
Dwight Howard.
Okay.
Howard. Outside of Houston.
He's extremely unhappy in Houston playing second fiddle to alpha dog James Harden.
Do you see what's happened to them, though? He considers himself the best center in the game,
which
he's not.
Yes, he does. Jason, here's the thing. You have to learn at least one post-up move if you're going to be angry about playing second fiddle.
He's played 18 games this year.
Jackass.
Guess how many times he shot the ball more than 10 times. 18 games.
18 games.
Just take a wild
guess. None.
Three.
Okay.
Three times. He's not running anymore. When he gets the ball, he's kicking it out and pouting.
Oh, that guy,
and you know,
James
is not going to be like, oh, come get back. You know,
no.
James is like, oh, you know what?
Yeah,
Bet
that's
is
fine.
It's going up.
That's fine.
Yeah, so.
Let me find anybody who's going to try and do something.
Don't worry. Kenny will trade
Dwight.
For him.
Dwight.
Kenny will trade for him somewhere, somehow. Hey, the DeMarcus Cousins stuff is interesting as well. We didn't get into that at all today, but the DeMarcus Cousins, if you could find any way possible to do that thing.
They don't have it.
Bulls
don't have it.
They have.
But what does Sacramento want? Do they want to get younger? They want to stay big?
You
want to stay active?
Talked about, and I know it's going to sound
Noah
crazy.
Noah, Nico?
There's a lot of money that will be attractive. It's just not the year for it to be attractive on this roster.
Yeah, Derek's money next year?
Next year.
Expiring Derek
it
money?
It doesn't matter as much as it used to with the cap going up, though.
Sure it does.
It's not the same.
Sure it does. The reason why it's the same is because the two-way players that you have right now, the value that you can get out of that kind of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get a guy. Look at what Nicholas Batum is doing this year. You can get a guy for a decent amount of money who is a high metric player and who can fill a lot of different holes for you. Guy could play 2, 3, or 4, something like that. Derek's money. I mean, Eddie Curry found a way to be valuable at the end of his career because of his contract. I think Derek's going to have a similar thing.
But it's because they're not phasing in the cap increase, everybody's going to have a ton of money.
I think after this lockout or after whatever they go through, I don't think they're going to dump all the money in the way that we think they are, too.
Because at the moment, it's a dump in.
No, yeah. But I think they're going to find a way to try to smooth it in. Is the way Adam Silver said it immediately when they signed the TV deal, the smoothing in process, mm-hmm. because he wanted to lay that foundation.
Yeah, but the Players Association is like, smooth what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can do
I'll
that
show
all
you
they
smooth.
Want. They can do that all they want. They better get better leadership and be behind that leadership. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, she's a tough cookie now.
No. Yeah. They're not behind her enough. That's the thing. No matter how tough she is, they don't align themselves with her the way that they should probably.
We're gonna get out. You're gonna get out early because these guys have a very busy day coming with.
They got Big Cat. They got Mark Schanowski. Second
Thomas.
Half. Frank Thomas at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Howard Moore from Big Ten Network.
Yeah, we got things.
And they got 5 o'clock Hub Arcus. So the Boards and Bernstein show has a hell of a show packed for you. If not with them, at least with the guests.
Don't worry about us. We've got nothing to
without
say
question.
Or think.
The Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Looking forward to the night.
Yeah, Grizzlies and Bulls, some other stuff happening around college basketball as well, and we'll keep you abreast of all the hot stove action. Thank you for listening to the Spiegel and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. While there are more than a few interpretations of Bo Ryan's hasty retirement following last night's win over Texas A&M Corpus Christi, understand this. None of it really matters, or at least it shouldn't. Not today, anyway. Here's all you need to know about Ryan's incredible run at Whiskey. Before he arrived on campus 15 years ago, the Badgers, always a football school and a basketball afterthought, reached the NCAA tournament 7 times. Under Ryan, they never missed the big dance. Not once. Included on the resume, back-to-back Final Four trips and a handful of first-round NBA picks. Yeah, I get it. Timing's a bit strange. But the man's heart, he was made up. And unlike so many others who linger and languish, he felt that the proper time to pull the plug was last night. I, for one, respect that. His team's always had an abundance of character, discipline, purpose, and tenacity. And they got that directly from their head coach. Enjoy retirement, coach. If anybody earned it, it's you. I'm BT.
Hey, it's Flo. And this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever. Right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
All right, guys, there's still time for the Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamgram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamgram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and, the best part, the full-zip front. Imagine getting open that puppy up, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GET-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them the score sent you.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ah4.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Back to work Wednesday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a live or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is the radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein, and we are busy today. Big Cat Williams at 2, Mark Schanowski on the Bulls at 3, second half at 3:30, Frank Thomas at 4, Howard Moore, the former Wisconsin assistant under Bo Ryan, now works for BTN. He's going to join us to talk about that curious move at 4:20, and then Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5 with potential support. Prizes along the way as well. There you have it. 312-644-6767 is how you reach us at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter. It's at Bors underscore Bernstein. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com. And if you are going to be out and doing things and you want to have the show with you, you can download and should download the radio.com app for your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
Trace Thompson just called up. He's 24 years old. He's 6'3". He's a big, big person. Wide shoulders. He got a chance to be a heck of a player. I think most of you heard me talk about him in the past. He got a chance to be a good one. He got a chance to be 25, 30 home run guy.
Now, you can talk about him in the past, by the way.
Yeah, you can.
You've got it already. I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr., you know, just relaxing.
Chris Tannehill.
Well, LeBron started crying about four possessions ago, and he's done it twice without a handkerchief. LeBron is giving it the old, I'm the king. You're making a jester out of me.
He's a crybaby, isn't he?
LeBron James.
Is it Tommy Heisen?
Wow.
He's great.
It's a classic case of watching a different game, I guess. I think.
Well, but that's what he does.
They all do.
Well, especially Heinsohn. That's just sort of his thing.
I didn't even
mention that Zach Zaidman's going to join us at some point,
Oh, that's
too.
Right. We don't want to forget Zach.
No, apparently Alshon Jeffrey's hurt again.
What, with another tough practice where they don't do anything?
I don't know. It's his calf this time.
His calf is back.
Yes.
Isn't that what it was the first time this year, the calf?
Yes.
Right? Right out of the box? Okay. Jeez. Oh, boy. It's going to be a worse and worse, actually. Just the whole thing is leading into, I think, bad for the last three. I think a nightmare is coming. I don't know why I think that, but I think it is now.
For the Bears?
Yeah.
What do you mean by a nightmare?
I just don't know that, you know, what's left is good enough anymore. You don't have much left.
Are you saying just this year? Or are you saying big picture nightmare?
No, this year. You have the nightmares coming. Like last three, maybe no wins.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to, with what you're missing, Violin isn't coming back.
Yeah, he's going to need surgery, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's, you know, I think they've messed with it the entire season. Don't you think it's about time you took a look?
They might as well shut it down and do it now. Then. Yeah. I don't know why you're waiting.
I would be careful with all of it. I mean, I don't know why you know, you got him under a long-term contract. I don't see what, you know, you keep putting him out there. He does want to play. I'll give you the look. That's a guy that wants to play, but he's gimping around and he can't really do, you know, so That's kind of gone, and that, you look, when he was playing well, when he was a part of that defense that was doing things, when he was reasonably healthy, they were a lot better. Mm-hmm. Never good, but a lot better than they are without him.
Well, Zach will let us know what's going on with all the injuries and everything else, but the White Sox are making news by trading three prospects. I think it's three of their top 15. I mean, you say top 15 prospects, you remember those are White Sox top 15 prospects.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Okay. It doesn't matter as much as teams.
A lot of people do like the pitch.
Yeah, it throws hard.
They like the pitch.
It's 98 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. They like the pitch. I don't think the other two. I don't know that they're moving anybody's meters in baseball, but they like the pitcher.
I'm just not sure how this fits as part of a bigger philosophy. What this means or says
Why
about
did you do it?
What
yeah.
they are, or what they think they are. That's and maybe they'll
explain
describe it. But trading young assets for a 29-year-old.
Are you still, in other words, trying to get the most out of what you did last year, given another run? Because I don't think at this point, the way this is configured, you don't have a choice, right? Nobody's taking anybody. Adam Loesch is back, so you got to. I mean, you're trying to salvage something of what you did. Is that it?
I don't know.
One more round.
Sort of chasing the same thing again.
It's like the same thing.
He alters the roster, and now he's fixing all of the unintended consequences of that entire thing blowing up by giving up more assets. I mean, it just seems like good assets after bad to get two wins better.
Yeah, I don't know. I must admit I was surprised because I don't see the point to it, really. I mean, it didn't work. We know it didn't work. And I don't know how you get out from under it, but I don't think you get out from under it by continuing to chase it.
We were talking about Brett Laurie at second base, too,
yeah.
and or third, and Stonecutter put some numbers together here. He says that for his career, he has played 604 innings at second base with a negative 14.1 career UZR 150. So it means he costs 14 runs over 150 games. Many more innings at third base, 3674 with a plus 1.1.
Plus, okay.
Last year he was plus 16.9. Said it should be said that any player should, in theory, be better at third than at second. Pointing it out isn't necessarily a slight, but Laurie isn't better at second than he is at third. Is he worth more as a below average to average second baseman than an above average to average third baseman? Possibly. But if you didn't think he was going to rebound as a third baseman, why did you make the deal in the first place? I don't know.
They talked about rebounding as a hitter, that they figured that, you know, there was a little life last year, and that, you know, what was once a really top-notch prospect, now you're getting to that age where we're going to see the best of him. So that's what they're counting on. Whatever he's got, whatever's the best of him at the plate, that's what you're going to get now.
Yeah, and there's his email continues here with a thought on Frazier that I'll read in a moment.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The White Sox are involved in a three-way seven-player deal that'll bring Reds third baseman Taj Frazier to the south side and sends Frankie Montes, Micah Johnson, and Trace Thompson to the Dodgers. The Reds get Jose Peraza, Scott Schiebler, and Brandon Dixon in the deal. Frazier hit .255 with 35 home runs in 2015. He's ARB eligible in 2017 and a free agent thereafter. Frazier was also one of four players in the majors last season to record at least 40 doubles and 35 home runs, joining Yoenis Cespedes, Josh Donaldson, and Nolan Arenado. Meanwhile, Jason Hayward was on to Spiegel and Goff this morning. He sang the praises of Cubs manager Joe Maddon and says he's generally gotten along with his coaches in his career.
I haven't had to fight anybody else too much, you know, here as of late. You know, for me, I understand that it's a process, and I understand that I'm learning the game at a young age. I'm not saying now at this point, but, you know, what I got to do starting at 20 was, you know, basically have some minor league at-bats at the major league level.
Bulls looking for their fourth win in a row tonight as they host the Grizzlies at the UC. Both Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler still sick, but both planning on playing tonight. Bulls are 10-3 at the United Center this season. And Chris Sheridan of Sheridan Hoop said yesterday that the Bulls are one of three teams interested in acquiring Kings center DeMarcus Cousins. Heat and Celtics also said to be in the mix. The Kings are reportedly just listening to offers for now. The Bears return to practice today, preparing to head to Minnesota to take on the Vikings on Sunday. Bryce Callahan, Sherrick McManus, and Zach Miller did not practice. Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Will Sutton, and Tracy Porter were all limited. Elsewhere in the NFL, Andrew Luck returned to practice in Indy today for the first time since he lacerated his kidney in early November. Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount is done for the year with a hip injury, and Peyton Manning will practice today in Denver. Brock Osweiler will still get the start against Pittsburgh on Sunday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's December sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
All right, so here's what Stonecutter continues here. He says, in acquiring Todd Frazier, you move three of your better prospects, who, given the Sox drafting record, are probably bad, but still, for a four-war guy who will be 30 on opening day,
yep,
with just 2 years of cost control left, one of which is already making $8 million plus in when you're at best a 78-win team. Todd Frazier's a good player who's going to be getting overpaid by $10 million a year by the time the Sox even have a chance at winning the division. And you do this when you've already given up other assets for a third baseman this offseason, who's now forced to play second, where he's worse defensively, but just as big of a piece.
Yeah,
it should not be possible for a team to be in baseball hell, because baseball gives you so many tools to ensure this doesn't happen. There's no salary cap. There's 50 rounds of draft picks. There's five levels of minor leagues in which to develop them. There's compensation for losing good players you grew but can't afford to keep. Yet somehow, year after year, the Sox find a way to do it. You don't have to be a Sox fan for them to consistently offend your baseball sensibilities. I promise you, the Sox will either buy out his third year of arbitration and overpay him, or when faced with dealing him at the 2017 deadline for some sort of value, will instead hold on to him and double down on their playoff chances when they're 5.5 games out of the second wild card spot, fail to make the playoffs, then non-tender him and get nothing. He's got it all figured out.
Right, jeez.
I don't like
after that, he got hit in the head with an axe.
Right.
Thank you. All right, Rick Hahn. All right, Rick. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
I'll take your axe with you.
I'm not sure just where this is. And then we'll ask Kenny, and he'll say it's part of a 2-year plan or a 3-year plan,
yeah,
or something.
We don't know how long that plan will get now. But I've always liked Todd Frazier. I just don't know if I like him under these circumstances. And I think the White Sox, look, it's obvious what they've done. Their belief in Micah Johnson was zero to me.
Right.
Yeah, there was nothing there to what I ever saw, heard, or at least that I believed. I mean, that thing seemed to be off track and stayed off track and never quite got back onto where they wanted it. That's okay. That's fine. And Trace Thompson, I mean, I'm sure somebody insisted that he be in the trade. Otherwise, there wasn't going to be one made. And I don't know if he's any good or not. Although, you know, if you're scouting with Hawk, you're riding pretty high with him, you know. And then Frankie Montes, I haven't seen enough of him to know one way or the other. I don't know. I mean, we saw him briefly last year, did we not? He made a start against, the Tigers or the A's?
Yeah, he's a hard thrower. He'd probably end up being one of these solid, hard-throwing bullpen arms.
Yeah. Yeah, two starts versus the Tigers, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
And just with the logjam with Fulmer, and you're looking at Eric Johnson, he's going to be a bullpen guy, and, you know, they've got enough of those already. He's going to be stuck there, so why not dump him off for an asset?
Yeah, there's a very good chance that Frankie Montes is going to be the part of one of these modern flame-throwing major league bullpens.
Mm-hmm.
Just another guy who's going to throw 100 miles an hour until his arm falls off.
Yeah.
West Side Cliff has a thought. He's on the Score.
Oh, my God.
Cliff!
Man, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, say, Cliff.
Man, I can't even call it, man. Check it out. Now, you guys started off the show with exactly what I'm thinking. And I like Todd Frazier. I've checked him out. And I like Laurie, too. But this team is just dumb. So until they trade dumb baseball for smart baseball, I don't know really what to do. You know what I mean? Because it's like players like that come to this team and become bad. You know what I'm saying? So they can't develop players. I mean, they have a terrible history of developing players. So I don't know what this Tim Anderson is all about. You know what I mean?
Well, they're waiting for him. I know that. They're still high on him.
They're waiting. They're high on dumb. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what this player is. And from your history of development, I'm surprised that Abreu has stayed good this long. I'm serious when I say this. This team is not smart when they play baseball. And I'm starting to think, like you said, that 2-3-year plan of dumb is just that. They don't even know what it is. So it's just something dumb. So honestly, tell me, what do the White Sox have to offer a player coming and say, hey, you're going to play this way, this is our philosophy, such and such and such. Because without it, honestly, they're just going to show up on the field and be dumb.
Well, he's not a dumb player. He's a very solid defensive player, too.
I think what it is, it is simply a double down on what they did last year and trying to shore it up. You can't trade those guys. You just have to try it again. You have to roll the dice again. They made the decision. They did not want to give up on Quintana. I mean, I don't think Sale was ever serious. They could say he was out there. I never heard that he was.
And they're betting on potentially maybe lightning in a bottle. Again, this is sort of like the Tigers in that you've got a 79-year-old owner. What's Mike Ilitch now, 86?
I think,
I mean, part of this is that does Jerry Reinsdorf want them to trade Quintana and or Sale and actually build? I don't think he does.
I don't know if he's messing around with the base. I don't know that. I have not talked to anybody. I don't know that if he's not.
I don't mean he's meddling. Just that he
just
would,
doesn't. Yeah, they just know he doesn't want it.
I'm not saying he's calling guys into the office and laying down the law, but I know he's still actively involved, and I don't think he's got the patience to hope that he lives through a rebuild. That's a guess. I don't know that. I haven't asked.
Yeah, I don't know that.
But it's a common baseball thing. I mean, look at the Tigers right now. Everybody on their team is 36.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to hold that thing together.
Painted themselves into a really bad and expensive baseball corner.
Bad, expensive, and old.
Uh-huh. Maybe, those are all the things you don't want to be.
Maybe not bad if they can get a little bit of luck. And, I mean, you know, Zimmerman helps, and they'll be some representative pitching. But their everyday lineup is just, I forgot how old. Ian Kinsler's already 34.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sticking where they are, and I don't know what the value of someone would have been anyway, but that's what I think the White Sox are doing. I don't think it's a puzzle. I think it's just, look, this is what we have, and we'll throw a couple new guys in here we think are okay. I think they can help us a little bit, and we're going to try this again. Yeah,
best part of it for me
is, I don't know what else to do if I'm them.
What I like about it, if I had to find an aspect of the deal that I really like, it's selling high on Trace Thompson. Because there were a lot of people.
I agree with that.
I mean, a lot of people said, ooh, Trace Thompson, ooh, wow. You know, and we've got to find room for him. Move Avisail Garcia so you can get Trace Thompson out there. He was just, he was an overachieving minor leaguer who never really had a track record of success in the minors, who had a handful of good games. That's absolutely the kind of, and he was on nobody's top prospect list.
No.
So if you want to get somebody to think he's going to be good, and if he is good, God bless him. But I definitely would have made that move.
There's got to be. Don't you think there has to be a move here before we break? Don't you think there has to be a move here with Garcia, too? Isn't that over?
He's awful.
I mean, yeah. I mean, not that it's a hot item. You know, I mean, it's not like, hey.
No, you just hope somebody left is a believer. The problem is after the injury and after all these games that he's played.
He's a giant man who cannot hit with power.
Well, and he actually hits with a high exit velocity, too. The ball leaves his bat fast.
Yep.
He just
he goes and sits down fast.
I guess
fast.
He doesn't get the lift on it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But, you know, I'm sure that he it doesn't sound like that's what they're looking for. They wanted a younger prospect. But, I mean, the White Sox have to be. I mean, you and see if it's at least, at the very least, to see what his value is. And my guess is not much.
He's Boards. I'm Bernstein. Top of the hour, Big Cat Williams. Got a slew of guests today on a variety of topics on the Score.
The Mercy Hospital postgame show. Starring two Bear greats. All-Pro center Olin Cruz.
For a player like Robbie Gould, it is a business of what did you do for me lately? Are you still the player you were?
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
They're not getting a fast start. They're not putting any pressure on the opponent, and it's coming back to bite them at the end of the game.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
God, there was mistakes everywhere. Frustrating football game.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal cut, loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Don't miss a second of news on your favorite celebrities and artists. Sign up for the Radio.com daily newsletter to receive the most up-to-date news in music and entertainment. Head over to Radio.com/newsletter to sign up today. That's Radio.com/newsletter.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Long term, at the same time, we do have the prime of certain players on our roster's careers that are currently under control, and that we want to maximize our chances to win while we had the benefit of having such special talent. Our goal is to, on an annual basis, have similar such talent available to us, so you don't want to forsake too much of your future for the now, but at the same time, we realize that we do have an opportunity in front of us here, given the talents and careers of certain players on our roster, and we want to make the most of it.
Wow. That's about a week ago, Rick Hahn. That's why I think that explains it perfectly. Like, he said it better than I said it, but that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they're trying to fix what they're doing. They're still patching last year's failures.
They're patching the holes that created during the magical run to nowhere.
It's just not inspiring.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Tyler Saladino, when opening day gets here, I love when opening day gets here, is going to be the White Sox shortstop?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Who else is out there?
Nobody. Really.
I mean, Tyler Saladino is a six-year minor leaguer. It's just a guy. It's a replacement player.
Mm-hmm.
At a critical position. And your defense, your infield defense.
Yep.
Well, your entire defense. You're out. See how many triples they gave up last year? I mean, their defense was abominable. And the infield, the number of ground balls that became hits was at a rate that, if sustained, is going to lead you to losing a lot more games. And I don't know that Tyler Saladino changes that. We know that Lurie doesn't do much for you at second. Frazier's an upgrade at third. Abreu's awful at first.
Man, but see, it does hopefully gives you the offense you're looking for somehow, some way that you felt that, yes, you were bad in a lot of areas, but the one thing for sure you thought you were going to do was hit. You didn't hit, and you didn't hit for months. I mean, it was ridiculous how bad all of it was. So I think that's what it is. I think he pretty much said it.
I think, yeah, there's got to be more, though. I mean, getting two
wins.
Well,
that's what I said about Saladino. I don't know what else is out there.
Getting two wins better isn't enough. If you're trying to win right now, going from horrendous, that's all it is, this move.
Yeah, you are, though. I mean, I don't know what else you're trying to win for.
You're
trying to win for now while you've got some of the guys under control. And look, you're doubling down on what was not good.
How many did they win last year?
What
was their win total, Tanny? I mean, two wins above that is still bad. You're still in last place. And even if you get some regression to the mean from
I would say
you're 5 wins better. They were 76 and 86. So
right,
you're up
76
to,
and 86.
So say you improve to 78 wins with this, and maybe you get a little bounce back from some others. But the problem is now you're still expecting Sale and Quintana to continue to be Sale and Quintana. I mean, all you've been doing is wasting top starting pitching. Absolutely flushing it down the toilet, and then hoping that now you're going to have more steadiness and health and production from those guys similarly.
Well, you got the full year Rodon now. Get a full year.
Okay.
So, pretty good. Pretty good. I see some things the kid needs to work on, but he's pretty good.
We'll see.
Pretty good. So, I don't know what it all adds up to. Maybe nothing.
Right now, it doesn't add up to much. No. I mean, if there's more to come, I'm not just quite sure what the plan is.
Well, I don't know what more to come is, though. I mean, I don't know what that means. I mean, if you're not messing with your pitching staff, right? I don't know what it is, unless you have your eyes on a different shortstop.
In Frankfurt, Kevin is on the score.
Hey guys, I'm trying to figure it out because it just seems like they're delaying the inevitable. I mean, they have to rebuild, and by doing this stuff, they're just pushing it off because they're trying to catch lightning in a bottle, like you said, Dan. I'm going to let you know they're not going to catch lightning in a bottle. It's not going to happen, and I don't understand why they continue to press this. Is this Han? Is this still Kenny Williams? Does he still have his hand in there? Is this Reinsdorf? I mean, what is it? Because this is not going the right direction.
Well, I can't answer that. I don't know. Thanks for the call. I don't know that who's doing what. I haven't asked. I'm not really that interested in it as to who's doing what. And I don't like it when you have to ask that question. Because if you want to let Rick run it, let Rick run it. That's what I thought was going to happen. It seemed like a great idea to let happen. We all agreed that's a good idea. Now I don't know. Not because of what was up, because I don't know who's doing it.
Right.
All of a sudden, this turned into a 3-year plan. Now, this will probably turn into at least another 2 years add on to the 3-year plan, because you're only going to get a couple more years out of these guys. So I don't know. I don't know, unless there's something that we're not seeing that they believe, that they have ready to go that's going to improve them some more. I keep looking at shortstop, and I don't know what to do about it.
Because it kind of matters.
Yeah, it does. So I don't know. I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know if there's an answer.
I'm not sure there is. Well, there has to be. Baseball, there's always an answer. It may not be a good one, but there's always an answer. I just don't have one for you. Alexi didn't sign anywhere either, did he?
Not yet.
Is anybody talking to him? Do you know of? I haven't seen anything about that. He's down enjoying his time in Cuba, I know that, but has anybody said, hey, dude, you're our man?
Who would?
I don't think anybody.
Watched him?
Oh. Yes, I did. We had several days where we had plenty of time to do so.
There are some suggesting that Yoenis Cespedes could replace Avisail Garcia. How exactly? What are you going to do with Garcia? I mean, there's just got to be this. They've got systemic issues that aren't going to be overcome.
Plus, that's
going to be a big ticket.
Big ticket, man. That's a hundred and
how old is
I'd
he?
Say 150. Probably 25 to 30 million a year for 6 years. Something like
and
that.
And he's 30.
That's what
he's 30. You got to stop paying 30-year-old free agents. It's just not a recipe for success.
Everybody thinks he's great offensively, and the Mets tired of him too. You know, the Mets. Of course, they don't have any money. So Wilpon lost all the money years ago. They don't really have anything to keep him. I think they probably would have.
In just Rogers
can't
Park,
him.
It's Black Talon on the score. What's up, Talon?
Hey guys,
Talon.
I think you hit right on it. They're doubling down on last year's move, and they almost have to. They've got no choice. I mean, you can't get from under all those bad moves in one offseason. So you've got to hope that they come back and catch lightning in a bottle. I totally get what they're doing, and I don't like it, but I see what they're doing. They just have no choice. And I mean, I'm the very fan they're afraid of. I mean, I'm a 40-something-year white sock fan. I know, who cares. I'm the fan who doesn't want to sit through a rebuild. You know why? Because I've seen so much unintentionally bad baseball. You're just not going to sit in front of me and tell me, okay, now for the next 4 or 5 years, we're going to be intentionally bad. I'm not going to stand for that. So I admit I'm part of the problem. I do not want to sit through a rebuild. And I know that there's no other way out of it. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. But, yeah, I'm the fan that they're afraid of. Later, guys.
All right, Talon, thank you, as always.
And always, we're afraid of you, too. Just
yes, I'm frightened to death of him.
Next up, we've got Big Cat Williams talking about
the death of him.
Bears. So keep it here. You got the score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel & Goff Show. Middays 9-1. Up next for your 5-8 Bears. It's the part of a 2-game road trip where the Bears will try and not get swept by the Vikings. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS. Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays only CBS.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed